angry for no reason. Sister stabs 9-year-old brother to death just out of anger for no reason at all. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. I am Rayshon Blyden. Today's show is brought to you by Political Bomb Show's store. Go to politicalbombshow.com and grab this t-shirt, Be Still. It's very hard to be still, but if you are really patient and you're still, Jesus will take care of everything in your life. Just be still and don't try to do it yourself. We're not worthy. This is a heartbreaking story. Apparently this week is crime week because all I've been doing is crime stories. But very sad indeed. I don't like to read stuff like this. Angry for no reason. The mom believes ADHD meds led daughter to fatally stab 9-year-old brother. I've long said medication, a lot of these, I don't know about the ADHD ones, but like the antidepressant ones, pretty much every single mass shooter were on some type of drug like that. So a study really needs to be done about this. Of course, Big Pharma isn't going to want to admit this because they lose money. They don't care about these mass shooting, apparently. But if you look at the history of all these mass shooting, most of them, you have some type of antidepressant drug involved. It's a fact. But an Oklahoma mother whose daughter stabbed her young brother to death believes the girl was having a manic episode triggered by medication. News Nation reports. On Thursday, April Lida described the tragic circumstances surrounding the January 5th attack at her home in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Lida, I don't know how you pronounce it, told host Chris Cuomo that after her 12-year-old daughter was put back on medication for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, she became irritable and would get angry for no reason. The girl had been taken off the drug because she was cutting her arms, according to Lydia. So why did you put her back on it if she was cutting her arms? I don't get it. From what we found, it looks like it was a medication issue, not anything else. Like a manic episode of some kind, Lida told News Nation. Lydia added that her daughter and 9-year-old son, Xander, were very close and that she loved him and he loved her, according to the news channel. She's heartbroken and she feels very guilty and she still doesn't understand why she did it. She said it was like it wasn't her, perhaps a demon, maybe a demon. It wasn't her and the team of specialists working with her, they believe her after working with her for the last 6 months every day. Body cam footage released last week shows the girl crying after the incident and repeatedly telling officers she is sorry. I ruined my life, the girl can be heard saying in the footage. I ruined my whole future. And there's a GoFundMe page there to raise money. Sad situation. She's been very well behaved the entire 6 months she has been gone. And yes, I'm very supportive of her and love her very much. Obviously, there's a lot of healing that we both need before we can ever live together again. Yeah, I wouldn't live with her again either. I'm sorry. It would be tough. God obviously would have me forgive, and then that is my daughter, and it would be very tough for me to do it, but God would bless me for doing it, so I would have to do it. I would have to find a way, not on my own, but through the love of Jesus Christ to forgive that, because that's tough to forgive. She needs mental and emotional help. After this, she could have permanent damage. We don't know yet, but she has not had any issues. Well, has she still been on the drug is the issue. They don't say if she's still been on the drug here, so I don't know. But yeah, that's a tough one, folks. That's a tough one. How would you deal with that if your daughter did that to your son? And even if it was a manic situation and the son died, how would you react to something like that? I'm curious to know. Leave a like, share, and subscribe if you are on YouTube or Rumble and Odyssey. And I will see you in the next one. Here we go.